The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Second hour of the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins sitting in for Mike, for John Stadtmiller. September 15th, 2020, 1-800-313-9443. Got to catch up on some calls here. Let's see if we can keep them down to a minimum here. I got like five racked up. Sorry about that. Let's get back to the phones here. Bruce in Texas, you're on the show.
Hello, Steve. How do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Great, great. Hey, yeah, you took one of my topics away, but that's good. You mentioned the chemtrails and nano-sized aluminum, the hundreds of tons of it that dumped over the forest on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And I would be really interested in if a study, an independent study was made. Of course, the government isn't going to do it. To check, cut some trees and check the rings and see if that stuff's embedded inside the tree bark, you know?
I'm sure it is. Sure. Dean Wittenson will be the one to ask on that. You can go to his website. I think it's geoengineering.net or something like that. I've talked to Dane before. I'm pretty certain that it penetrates. I just found out over the weekend, I actually listened to Science Saturday for the 911 event called Justice Rising. And I listened to Stephen E. Jones, who I met several times and talked to about the thermite issue. So understanding that aluminum oxide mixed with ferrous oxide or iron oxide makes thermite. So I found out some interesting things on this Saturday show, Science Saturday, with the World Trade Center, specifically building number 7 here, the red flag. If you have not seen it, it's on YouTube. I'm sure you could go on to A&E 911 Truth also and watch it. There's 3 days. I only got to see Saturday. I didn't get to see Sunday. I lost my internet. So, yeah, you're right. Years and years and years of spraying. You're probably about close to my age. Maybe you're younger than me. But you remember back in the day when we had the Christmas tinsel around the tree, how flammable that stuff was. You had all these Christmas tree fires and house fires during the Christmas holidays. Well, that's what you've got out there in the forests in California. If you got all this aluminum sprayed on a tree, it doesn't take a whole lot for that tree to jump a fire from another fire to another fire. And so, but no, they're not going to talk about this because you see, all these dead trees in California is caused by your CO2 production. You're breathing too much. You're putting out too much carbon, and it's your fault. And, of course, we know if we initiate a carbon tax, taxes take care of all our problems. We never have problems if we have taxation, and a carbon tax will fix this problem, which we know is another fraud being thrown on the American people. Carbon tax.
Fraud on top of fraud. On top of fraud, you know, you remember the, of course, you probably do, the H1N1, before they called it that, it was the swine flu pandemic of 2009.
Right. Right.
Wasn't that more deadly per case than what we have now?
I missed that last part. I lost your transmission. What'd you say?
I said, wasn't H1N1 more fatal for the people who contracted it than
well, than you know, we that's a good doing. Question. I think it was, but with the padding of the numbers, they padded the numbers on this one. They didn't call that a pandemic. You see, this that didn't have a mission yet. They could have used that that for this pandemic, but they didn't have it. Who knows maybe how far this was thought out? This was a plandemic, no doubt about it. But they decided not to pursue that for some reason, and this one just fit fine because. You see, there was an association with Wuhan, China. China is our enemy. So killing two birds with one stone here, because our sanctions didn't do so well on controlling China here, and we did not get the manufacturing back from China that they stole in the middle of the night from us, by the way. So that didn't work so well, so we must figure another way to destroy their economy. But at the same time, it's a global economic reset for us also. So you're killing two birds with one stone. Your hands are involved with the manufacturing of this virus, no doubt about it, because the funding was from Fauci to the Wuhan laboratory in China there. There's dirty hands all over this. They all know the scam. I just wish people would wake up and understand that they are being scammed on this.
Yeah, don't forget the CDC was hiring nationwide GS9 quarantine managers from coast to coast.
Right.
November 15th,
that's right.
Job announcement
that's right.
was put out. You can still find it on USA Jobs. And so
that's right.
when you mentioned China, it's pinned a tail on the patsy, just like 9/11 and the Muslims
right.
in the cave in Afghanistan. Same
right.
same MO, you know.
Right.
And one other topic, and then I'll go on. I'll try to be as fast as I can for the next caller. And when... The DHS says that the biggest threat, despite all the Antifa violence and BLM violence, is white, right-wing extremists, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's, to me, that's in code, that's saying just white people who wake up, who are aware. And the hatred for Trump from the left and from the government bureaucracy, they don't hate him as much, I think, than they hate us or anybody who supports him, the Midwestern.
Yeah.
His voting block. They just hate them with a vitriol.
Well, we're the deplorables, the basket full of deplorables.
We're the obstacle in the way of their global homo world order.
And, exactly. That's well put. I believe that. Yeah. Thank you. Well put. To my good friend, next caller is Keith Rogers. Keith.
Yeah, am I on here?
You're finally on there. Sorry about that. But.
All right. Yeah, I switched over. I called on the phone there, and I had Mike put me on Skype because that phone really burns my head there with the RF.
Sure.
Anyway, I had a couple things for you here, and I thank you for letting me come on here. Did you mention the plane, Jed?
I mentioned the what?
The planes.
Are you talking about 9/11?
No. The trains in California with the
I thought you said plane, Keith. I thought you said plane.
I did say plane.
No, I don't want to steal your thunder, so I'll tell you what.
Okay.
All right. I'll let you reveal that because it was your idea.
All right. So, well, it wasn't just an idea, but it was observation. But anyway, they've shut down all shipping via the trains all throughout California and Oregon,
right.
and I assume Seattle and stuff.
Because of the fires.
Because of the fires, allegedly. But we know, like here in Montana, I live right next to rail system here in the Burlington Northern. They go through and they burn off all their stuff to make sure they don't have that issue. But anyway, with the bailout of tens of billions of dollars to the airline industry, now they're trying to say they're going to shut down shipping and it costs thousands of dollars to move it from, say, Los Angeles or San Francisco ports all the way down around through the Panama Canal to come back up through the and go up the Mississippi and stuff. 27 days time and everything like that. But with all those idle planes and the thousands sitting there on the tarmacs and all this glut of oil with nothing else to do, why aren't they using these planes under some executive order? Anyway, now
I don't believe, Keith, you and I agree. I don't believe in bailouts. I just don't believe in this bailouts. First of all, I have no love or loyalty to the airlines. These people screwed us big time post 9/11 with jacking up prices, saying fuel prices, this and that, baggage fees, all these fees they tacked on. And then, of course, when the fuel prices went back down, they never gave you that break again. I have no love for the airline industry. They could all die on the vine right now. And then I would hope that would send a message to somebody who would want to come in the business and do it right and respect the customer. Don't gouge the customer.
All right.
So I say let them go under. But here's another thought here, Keith. Here's another thought. We got all these aircraft, military aircraft here. You've got C-17s, cargo planes. You got Z-5 Galaxies. Hey, you got a whole fleet of those things.
Let me interject something here, Steve, because I don't want to steal your thunder either. But remember, the six biggest helicopters they use for fighting those fires are over in Afghanistan, shuttling soldiers around. That's another thing here. But Trump and his so-called executive order type thing with the pharmacies to get them to lower their prescription costs, that means nothing either, because in the bailouts they got 30-some-odd billion dollars for vaccines and stuff. So it's the same pharmacies.
Yeah.
But anyway, the main reason I called, and this is important, and I'd left a video for Mike to play. It's only 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and it's important, and it goes along with this next thought of mine. I'd love it if you could play it on here. But anyway, but after I hang up and get your calls going and stuff like that. But anyway, if this was really something critical, and I'll use this expression here, had there been Muslims doing this across this country, the government would have fully rolled out the NDAA and all these fire starters and stuff like that would be charged with domestic terrorism. These guys are just getting bailed out to go right back out and do their fires again.
Right.
And the important thing to remember is out of the greatest thing, your prior caller who was talking about like flyers and stuff like that,
yeah.
The best thing that we have as any activist is our cell phones. Because we can tether our phones to our computers, we can download to our phones, we can share images back and forth. And the best thing I always have fun at is at the store, and I'll see someone with a mask, and I'll roll through my photos there of where, like how I share photos with you all the time. Mm-hmm. And I'll share them news articles with someone standing there reading, and they go, "You got to be kidding." I said, "No," I said, "you can look this up." Like the Pennsylvania court just saying that this whole lockdown thing's illegal, you know, unconstitutional, you know. But show people that, because your regular media is not doing that. And that other thing that you shared that I'd sent you earlier, if this works and why that, you know, I had that posted on Instagram, and Instagram removed it, saying it violated their terms of use, you know.
Ethics.
But see, there's no room for that. So anyway, why aren't there any domestic terrorism charges being filed against these guys? And I just checked on the radar there at NEXRAD, and in the northwest here and down in Utah, there's 29 active fires going right now. And I feel sorry for those people down in California and stuff, and you and I talked about this earlier, about how these guys might be hoping for a stimulus check and people rebuilding and stuff, but with all that timber and stuff gone, and now they've already raised the timber cost as it is, there's not going to be any rebuilding down there.
You're right.
So,
yeah,
I mean, that's...
The resources, the cost of lumber is going to go skyrocket, yeah.
And also the important thing is, out of the thousands of these cell phones in any one area, it's harder for the government to pull off a false flag of any sort nowadays. So like these activist videos, these First Amendment audits and stuff, everything they say is just film the police, film everything. Anytime something looks suspicious, it's your constitutional right to get out there and film it in any public setting like that. You cannot trespass the eyes. So when you see something hinky going down, start recording it. And it's like that Beirut bombing there. We were supplied one image of that bomb going off, and then suddenly hundreds of those things from people out in their ocean type stuff, with the Mediterranean there, started sending in their photos from where they did it. So it blew their narrative, see? So that's why it's important to use your cell phones, to whether you're standing at a store in a line and you can drop those images and stories and stuff. You've got bookmarks for your browsers inside your phone. So turn everything against them. That's the way I look at it. But anyway, Steve, if you get to it, try to play that clip. It's only 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Let me get through these calls first, and if it's a two-minute clip, I'll do that. Hey,
all right,
thanks,
my best
Keith.
To you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Back to the calls again. Mark in Georgia, you're on the show.
Yes, Mark. I hear you. Tell you what, can you hear me okay? I know I'm
not great. Yeah, I hear you fine, Mark. Go for it.
Okay, I shot you a very brief email. My BitChute ID is Mark Anabaptist. Mark, like my first name, spelled with a K, A-N-A-B-A-P-T-I-S-T. And I just uploaded the Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams, his message. And I will later say, basically, he ends it with a little brief Billy Graham-type gospel presentation. And I will gently encourage him to do better, because the way that Billy Graham went about presenting the gospels, he left out some important things. If you want further information, consult with Keith Green's What's Wrong with the Gospel. But the thing is, don't try to shortcut when it comes to leading people to faith in Christ. It takes some serious discipleship for a person to come to genuine faith in Christ, which I appreciate his trying to do something in the way of saying, yes, there's nothing you can do to earn or deserve salvation. But I think that that especially with the way things are going, people are going to need to understand the cost of discipleship better than the way it's been typically explained. I hope I'm not sounding harsh when I say that. I'm just saying,
no.
You know, the thing is, he's doing good. He could do better. But you understand, I spoke to you the other day, and I explained that he said that basically this was an exercise to see how compliant people would be. And one of their major goals was to disrupt people meeting in church services, and they got what they wanted. So although there is a growing pushback, it needs to come, push comes to shove. Well, it needs to be go from a pushback to a shove back. And I think I will send you, I'm thinking about writing an open letter to Leo's to say, look, my support for anybody is conditional. I will support you as long as you respect the Constitution and the rule of law. When I say the Constitution, I mean the organic Constitution. I don't mean the adulterated Constitution where the government changed it at bayonet point. That's not what I mean. I mean the Constitution before it was unlawfully changed. And, you know, you people need to respect that, you know, there. You need to hold your own accountable. You know, you can't just be held accountable when some videotape is released that embarrasses you. If you're only accountable when it becomes an embarrassment because people find out, you need to take the view that God knows what really happened, and you need to hold your own accountable. And, you know, so our conditional support is this: as long as you respect people's rights, as long as you're not going around playing revenue ranger, extracting funds from people when there's no injured party, that's where I think you follow Ben Swan, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ben Swan. Sure.
Yeah. You know, he made a response to the whole defund the police, where he said, look, there is a legitimate concern here that when police are more concerned about going around issuing citations as a means of revenue enhancement, then they're not doing the kind of things they could be doing to actually prevent crimes or actually deal with crimes in the way of where there's an actual injured party. And so I think people understand that and they say, you know, why are you issuing citations where, you know, I was driving down the road and I didn't see the sign where the speed limit went from 55 to 45. Oh, you were going too fast. Well, I was.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, if you look at the definition of crime, there has to be a mark. There has to be the definition of crime. There has to be a victim. There has to be somebody who was injured or hurt.
An injured party.
So really, there was nobody hurt by me going 5 miles an hour over the speed limit.
Or 10. Or,
it's just a way to make revenue. It's a revenue.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they generally let you get away with 10 and 15. It's like, but the thing is, they do have a certain amount of allowance. But the thing is, if you're really not injuring somebody, as long as you're not being reckless, there is a crime called reckless endangerment, where a person is actually creating the hazard, not actually necessarily injury. And that you know, but what if a cop's a one? That's like the video I saw where cops were really down on this guy for DUI until they, you know, they went through his stuff and found out that he was an off-duty cop, and all of a sudden their whole posture towards him changed to, oh, we got to get this guy home and somebody get this guy a ride home instead of busting him for DUI. And I'm like, excuse me, you know, I want to be treated the same way you hold him. I want to be held to the same standards as that guy, you know.
Mark, there's my music. I appreciate your phone call. We'll be right back with the rest of your calls here. Pam in Michigan, you're next up. This is the National Intel Report.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is the National Intel Report, 1-800-313-9443. You know, they say in advertising, you have to repeat the business name and the telephone number three times. Mike Rivero does a super job doing that promo for the donations, but I'm going to repeat it one more time, and then towards the end of the broadcast here. I don't receive a penny for what I do here. None of the hosts do. We put our necks out there. We get a lot of... hard time slack coming from what we talk about here, but it's worth it if I reach a few people and they reach a few more people and the domino effect takes place. I'm always happy. That's always been my purpose, to educate people, to open up their thinking, to start using some common sense. And hopefully they have that already, but maybe develop it to some a higher level of thinking here, critical thinking. The ultimate would be critical thinking. Using logic and critical thinking. So I'm going to repeat it one more time here. We are in the middle of a fun drive trying to get some money here to keep everything going smooth, maybe replace a little bit of equipment. My equipment's going well. I pay for all my own equipment here at the network. But Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 888-346-7864. Or you can call Mike right now. I can see him. I can see what he's doing. He's spinning a little spinner I gave him last year for Christmas. He's bored. So please give him a call and make a donation through Mike. The number is 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can go on the website itself, republicbroadcasting.org, and hit the donate button there. We appreciate it. We want to keep staying here. We want to keep giving you the information. We want to keep opening minds and sharing what we know. Get back to the phones here. And looks like we got Pam in Michigan. Pam, are you there?
I'm here. You there?
Hi, Pam. I'm here. I'm cooled down. I've cooled down a little bit. Yeah.
Well, good. I hope it works because I'm still pretty disgusted. The only way I have to go shopping is on the bus, and I've got a wagon and yada, yada. Anyway, I don't wear a mask, and all I do is say medical, you know? And right. Mostly people don't bother me except for the bus driver today. A black man, and he didn't like the fact that I wasn't wearing, after he helped me secure my wagon, then he says, oh, you got to put a mask on. And I said, but I have a medical, you know, exemption. And, well, you have to go to the back of the bus. And I said, what?
A black man told you to go to the back of the bus?
Yes.
Did you remind him about Rosa Parks?
Rosa Parks. I know.
You should have. You said, hey, wait a minute. We're beyond that. We're not going back in time. This is not Rosa Parks.
I know. When my daughter's with me, she gets mortified when I do things like that. But that's okay because I did speak up but I said, there's people in the back of the bus. So the one young lady got up and she looked sickly and she was dressed as though she was trying to make a statement that she's such a rebel, you know. Yeah. And she said, oh, just put a mask on. And I thought, boy, you're real with it. The other guy didn't seem to care one way or the other. And I said, good for you. So anyway, but I kept saying, Rosa Parks, what would Rosa Parks do? and nobody, you know, one guy a few seats ahead of me was shaking his head. Yeah, he knew exactly what I was saying. And he was a white guy. It's like, this makes no sense at all. And he said, it's the company. They told me I have to do that. And I'm thinking, would Rosa Parks, that's what they told Rosa Parks.
Yeah.
It's the company policy.
Yeah, you got to remind them, refresh the memory sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, we have a statue to Rosa Parks downtown.
Oh, you should have told him to take a, you should have taken him let's do a little bus trip. Let's go around the Rosa Parks memorial here, the statue.
One of our downtown areas is even called Rosa Parks. Circle. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's ridiculous. So I'm going to be contacting the bus company tomorrow and make a big stink about it. Can you say lawsuit? None of this is about health. I don't. People don't seem to be getting it. They're just, go ahead, put on the mask and shut up and get in line and don't question.
It's programming. It's programming. Pam, it's programming. And they haven't questioned it. I'm not sure when they're going to wake up. Some of these people may never wake up, and they'll go from one season to another season. They're calling it the twindemic. They're going to coincide the COVID virus mask wearing with the regular flu vaccine mask wearing. So we'll never, I guess some people will never take the mask off.
And I feel like we're living in, you know, a mixture of 1984 and Brave New World.
Yep.
It's sad. I did meet one lady, though, that can see. Uh-oh, is that the music?
Yeah, you got to hurry up quick here. I need to move on. I got three more calls I got to get to.
All right. Nothing important. Talk to you later.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Pam. Thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say.
This is the National Intel Report. We're going to hold calls here. I've got a few I got to catch up. We got to do a couple speed rounds here, and I've got some clips I want to play. Very interesting clips. The one from Keith Rogers, RFK Jr. on vaccines. Just say no. I love that campaign. Remember that campaign? I think that was Nancy Reagan. Just say no to drugs. Well, just say no to vaccine. Okay, we'll play that clip. And a clip I want to play for you that I picked up a while back, and it's about digital currency. We'll talk about that a little bit here. Then we'll open those lines up again, get some more calls coming through here. But let's go back to the phones here and speak with Laura in Michigan. Laura, are you there?
Hi, Steve. I was with the election inspector for years. Well, I'll tell you how elections go. They keep talking about counting ballots after. But here's how we did it. I was the election inspector for a township that had two precincts. Number one, you take an oath of office when you're election inspector to uphold the Constitution and to have a fair election, okay? And you even sign a paper that you took the oath. Okay, number two, when the polls close at 8 o'clock, first we send somebody, our post office would close at 5 o'clock. we check if there's any absentee ballots here and bring them in mm-hmm. before 8 o'clock. Now, when it's 8 o'clock, somebody would go out to the end of the line. Whoever's in line before 8 o'clock can vote. If you walked in after 8 o'clock, you do not vote. Only up to 8 o'clock. We send somebody out the door to yell, "Hear ye, hear ye. The polls are now closed. It's 8 o'clock. Okay, that's it. Anything that's in, that's where we run through the AccuMachine. Okay? And another thing, people talk about protests. Another thing we did was you cannot, unless you're voting, you cannot be within 100 feet of a polling place. We would actually chalk the driveway where people could not pass. So there's all these rules, because don't forget, it's a federal election, not a state and not a school election. There's more strict rules for a federal election that should be put into place.
Laura, what I'd like to see is no more telling who's ahead and calling it at the end of the night. I'd like to hold off on that, because we've seen it last time in 2016 where the Democrats played that little game of, it's already sewn up. Hillary's going to win. She's going to win this state. And they called it early, trying to influence people to stay home. Don't waste your time. Don't worry about it. It's already over. It's called for. I would like to see them not give that kind of reporting anymore. We'll wait till tomorrow morning, but if people are going to vote, they shouldn't be saying, this state's already called for, because we've seen them lie through that whole process there. There's a lot of things I'd like to change. Matter of fact, since you brought that up, I'm disappointed that Donald Trump didn't scrap the whole process to begin with.
They're going to count ballots after the election. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Yeah, they will.
Against the law.
They will.
Once it's closed at 8 o'clock.
Well, I agree, because, right. Well, there's a certain responsibility of getting your vote in at a certain time. It's not like you're paying your taxes and you're waiting to the last minute because you owe the government money. I mean, why are these people at the last minute? Of course, if you wait to the last minute, they'll find ballots and there'll be stuff in the ballot boxes. We know that fraud's coming. So I don't know. I think we might have another Florida here, like Hanging Chads thing going on in Florida here in November. We'll see what happens. Hey, Laura, I need to move on here, though.
So it's a federal offense.
Hey, thanks for your call. I need to move on here, Laura. Appreciate it. Back to the phones here. We got Dan in Texas.
Hey, Steve, as quickly as I can get it out there, the problem we have on our side of the field is a lack of unification and organization.
That's right.
I've contacted three organizations, like Dell Big Tree's organization, and volunteered to do what I can when I can to help fight these vaccines. And I've not heard back from anybody. Called them and emailed them. And I've done that with three different organizations, including Texans for Vaccine Choice. Now, it's a point, if we're going to fight back, well, we're going to have to get organized. Egos are going to have to be set aside. And everybody out there, RBN, Genesis Communications, Alex Jones, Rents Network, Pam Popper's Make America Free Again, Robert Kennedy's organization, Dell Big Tree's organization. I could go on and on and on. They've got to get together, pick like the Saturday before the election, and then schedule massive demonstrations, peaceful protests, in either all 50 capitals or Washington, D.C. If they did it in the state capital, I'd go to Austin. If they did it in Washington, D.C., I'd go to Washington, D.C. But we have no unification and no organization.
I agree. That's what got me all burned up this afternoon. That's why I got so angry this evening, starting off, because I don't see it. I'm trying to get people organized, and I just don't know why they're so labile. I don't know.
Well, it's going to take a joint effort, a very unified effort. And I just, what can I say? I call three of these organizations and email and tell them I'm willing to volunteer to get working on anything I can do to fight this. And that, I haven't heard a thing. I haven't heard back from any of them.
It's frustrating. It's frustrating, Dan. Dan, I thank you for your call. I need to catch up here. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Back to the phones here. Harry in Indiana, you're on the show.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing a little bit better.
I just wanted to touch base with you on about 20 years ago. I bought this houseboat, had a couple cans of iron oxide primer in it, you know, to paint the hull, you know, to keep the algae from growing on it. But we used to take pop cans and scrape the varnish off the side, the paint, and then we'd paint this iron oxide on this aluminum can and light this sucker off with the torch, you know, a propane torch. Mm-hmm. And that thing would just, it would glow bright white. I mean, this, it would burn like magnesium rim. And didn't know it at the time, but that's nanothermite. If you paint aluminum, bare aluminum, with iron oxide primer, that becomes thermite.
Yeah.
So
it does.
I mean, that's not like
No, you can do it. Now nanothermite's totally different. It's a little harder to get your hands on that stuff. But if you haven't caught Science Saturday from the 9/11 seminar that was over the weekend, go to AE911truth.org. And watch those 3 days, at least watch Saturday's Science Saturday. And Roland Engel was one of the presenters, along with Stephen E. Jones and Neil Harrit. I got to tell you, these three guys are sharp. They made their case very clear that Building 7 was a controlled demolition. No doubt about it. Support beams were taken out using thermite or nanothermite. And the whole thing came down in a free fall. No doubt about it. There's no way that an office fire could have done that kind of damage. An office fire does not get to those temperatures to bring down support beams, your inside support beams, to bring the whole thing down. So check it out Saturday. It's on aetruth.org, I believe it is. Hey, I need to move on. Thanks for the call. Yeah, you're right. You can do your own thermite, believe it or not. Back to the phones here. Matthew and I got to say Louisiana. Are you there?
Mr. Elkins,
yes.
Nice to
What's
hear the
on?
Fire in your belly today. Nice to hear the fire
I,
in your belly.
Do I ever?
Without the fire in our belly, we are never going to be able to escape from this epic of American history that I refer to as the Great Masquerade. It's a fraud, you know. And what I really appreciate is that John Stadtmiller was onto this day one. You know, and so were you, and I'm very proud of you.
It was easy for me to spot the scam, Matthew. It was easy for me to spot it because I saw inconsistencies right off the bat. If you have treatment modalities that you don't want to include, that spells out scam. That spells out an agenda right there. I knew that was going to happen. Setting up those tents, the overflow, the testing. I knew there would be false positives. I just saw this thing like my own little crystal ball. I saw this to be a scam. And I started thinking, what's the reason for it? It's got to be an economic reset for Wall Street. One thing, there's probably many different things I'll figure out later on. But the first thing I thought was Wall Street is overvaluated. It needs to be brought down to something normal. And they can't continue plunge protection and quantitative easing anymore. So they need to bring this thing down. So killing two birds with one stone will tank the economy, will blame China for the virus, and we'll start chipping away at the rights and freedoms of Americans. And we'll see if we can use this. This is an I call this Operation COVID-19. Let's see if we can program these people to do what we want them to do. And they'll wear the mask. They'll do this. They'll do this. They'll comply to everything. This is some serious programming going on right now, just as they did in 9/11. With Homeland Security and everything else, we were afraid of the terrorists. You know, they were going to come after us. We had air marshals on the airplanes. We had all this extra security, and now they did it again. This is an extension of 9/11. So I call this COVID 9/11.
Absolutely. You know, when I heard you say killing two birds with one stone. In Iceland, they say catching two flies with one hand. But in this case, I think it's killing two bats with one stone. You know, I mean, you know, you know, if you know that there's one U.S. quarter that was released from the U.S. Mint this year, and on the back of it, it's for U.S. Samoa, and it's a mother bat with her baby bat.
Yeah.
You know?
I saw that.
What a
coincidence,
huh?
Now, yeah, what a coincidence. What a coincidence.
You know, these U.S. Mint things were done 5-10 years in advance for the national parks. You know, I mean, just a coincidence.
Just a coincidence.
One other thing is that, you know, when I saw that Bill Gates resigned from Microsoft, the board of Microsoft on March 4th, I said to myself, is he going to be indicted? There must be something behind him stepping down from the board of Microsoft. You know, I sent an email out to many people, you know, but I knew it had to foreshadow something concerning Bill Gates. Something other than, I mean, he wouldn't arbitrarily step down from Microsoft, you know, and that was on March 4th. So, like I said, well, the point is this, is that I'll say, I know that you work in hospitals, you're a RN. The pathogen, the vaccine is the pathogen, or the vaccine will be the pathogen.
It will be. You're right.
I'm convinced. And going back to what you said just a couple minutes ago, about COVID 911, absolutely. Yep. The same people, same forces that gave us 9/11 have given us COVID 19.
That's exactly right.
The only difference is, we have known and named representatives. That being Bill Gates, Fauci, we have known, this is not some guy hiding in a cave in Afghanistan with a cell phone. We have known representatives that we know.
Hey, Matthew, I need to get going here. I got some clips to play. I want to make sure I get these clips played. I thank you for your call, though. I appreciate that. You're right. COVID 911. You know, in 911, we saw the World Trade Center buildings come down, Building 7 come down, the Twin Towers come down. And what we're seeing with COVID 911 come down is our economy. Our economy is being taken down. It's a symbolism, the same as 911. If that clip is ready there, Mike, let's go ahead and play that clip that Keith sent over.
You know, you were mentioning a while ago, it's not only just the CIA, but it's others too. We had a program recently, which you may remember, about the Greensboro massacres, in which the Klan and the Nazis, in broad daylight and in front of TV cameras, shot down 5 labor organizers and killed them in Greensboro, North Carolina. It came out by the investigations that the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agents was working with the Nazis. Indeed, he was the one who gave them the names of the people to be shot. Also, there was FBI and local police complicity with the Klan members. As a matter of fact, it's come out that the FBI itself established over 40 chapters of the Klan over the years in North Carolina alone. These revelations would be a felony now.
Yeah. It would exactly
if this passes.
It would be a felony to reveal such information to the American public. Or government of, by, and for the people is soon to be a thing of the past in the United States.
What this will do is to put the CIA, the FBI, and these other government agencies outside of the realm of public criticism and even discussion.
Outside of the law.
Right.
Because they've broken every law of man and God in the activities they have conducted, the experimentation on American citizens, for example, with chemicals and disease, the propaganda of the United States breaking and entering, Colonel White's famous words about where else can a red-blooded boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage in the name of the All-Highest. Now they will be able to...
Who was this?
This was Colonel George M. White, one of the founders of the CIA, who eventually directed the MK Ultra program. And he was retiring. He and I overlapped by about 4 years. He came out of retirement to address my mid-career seminar and telling about how we put the CIA together and we did this, that, and the other. In his letters, memoirs, he wrote and then allowed it to be published, that statement. Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage with the blessings of the All Highest?
Amazing. Thank you, Keith, for that clip. And we're supposed to have faith in our government, right? This government, I won't call it our government. It's not really our government. This government does not represent you and or myself. Embarrassing, embarrassing past there. CIA brought out a good clip there, Keith. I'm going to play another clip here. We're going to see if we can get all two clips in here. This one here came out just a couple of days ago from RFK, of course, anti-vaccine. And I'm very thankful that he is in our corner on this. But it's a short clip. I think it's 4 minutes. Let's get it going here. RFK, just say no.
We represent millions of people who want health freedom.
For ourselves and our families.
In recent months, people have suffered death.
Illness, shutdowns,
quarantines,
school closings,
food shortages,
and other restrictions,
all due to COVID.
And now we face a new threat.
The threat of being bullied into vaccination.
Some are predicting we won't even get our lives back
until we get vaccinated. Some are saying that every person on the planet
has to be vaccinated and tracked to get back to normal.
Now, is this based on sound science?
Wasn't the United States of America founded on liberty?
And who are these people anyway that are telling us these things?
Who are these people anyway?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Who are these people anyway?
Who are these people?
Who are these people anyway?
We are scientists.
Physicians.
Nurses.
Lawyers. Religious leaders.
Parents.
Journalists and more.
We are freedom-loving individuals.
Who will never allow
liability-free,
poorly tested product to be injected
into ourselves or our children.
We say no.
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 We say no.
Mandating an invasive medical procedure
violates our most fundamental rights.
All medical procedures, including vaccines, carry risks.
And they must be voluntary.
And they must be voluntary.
And vaccine injuries aren't rare.
There are approximately one in every 40 doses.
According to a U.S. Agency for Health Research Quality 2010 study.
Being pressured to vaccinate.
To stay in school.
Keep a job.
To receive welfare benefits.
Or get on a plane.
Violates our God-given rights to bodily autonomy.
Informed consent.
Parental rights.
Religious freedom.
Medical freedom.
Equal protection and due process.
What will you do? What will you do when someone shows up at your door?
To vaccinate you or your children.
We say no.
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 We say no.
Will you consent?
Or will you refuse?
If your school, your employer, or your government can bully you into vaccinating,
what will be next? More forced medicine? More forced driving?
All for the greater good?
We stand for your rights.
Including your right to consent.
But know this.
No federally recommended vaccine has ever been tested against a real placebo.
Vaccines are tested against other vaccines.
Or vaccine ingredients.
Masking harm.
Masking harm.
And the government has never tested the entire childhood schedule.
In vaccinated versus unvaccinated children.
Vaccines are typically tested for days or weeks.
Not years, like drugs.
Government agencies charged with vaccine safety are in essence vaccine companies.
They own patents, they receive royalties.
They are sock puppets of industry.
Mainstream media heavily censors information.
Heavily censors information.
Heavily censors.
Heavily censors information.
Mainstream media heavily censors information critical of vaccines.
The vaccine companies spend billions every year in advertising revenue to the big media companies in our country, and they're not only buying ad space, they are dictating content.
It's important to know you cannot sue a vaccine manufacturer for a vaccine injury.
Or death.
Instead, you have to go to a government claims program
where most people lose.
Vaccine makers get all the profits.
But the injured get all the losses.
Physical, mental,
emotional, and financial.
COVID-19 vaccines have received billions of government subsidy and private money.
These vaccines have become too big to fail.
Even though the clinical trials have been disastrous.
So please, be courageous.
Be courageous.
stand up for your right to consent or refuse.
Protect your God-given rights.
Protect your God-given rights.
Protect your God-given rights.
You decide, not the government.
We decide, you decide, what substances can be injected into your bodies or the bodies of your children, not the government.
You decide.
What substances can be injected into your children's bodies and your own.
Our health,
our freedom,
and our future depend on what we do now.
So say no and stand firm.
From Canada, the true north, strong and free.
Go ahead and cut it there.
We say no.
Mike, appreciate it. I'm going to have Mike post that on the RBN website there. Please go watch it again. Please pick it up. Send it off to all in your contact list. We have to be organized. We have to be unified. That's the only way to beat these people. That's the only way we can do it. We have to be informed, educated, and we have to inform others and use the domino effect on this education here. Last clip we're going to play here. It's 30 seconds long. We talked about it before, the digital currency coming your way. I theorize, and I was right, I got this one right, that they were going to phase out our currency, our hardback currency, and use an excuse of COVID, saying now that our money was tainted with bacteria, viruses, and fungi. It's dirty stuff. You don't want to keep it in your hands. And so let's push on to a digital currency. Here's a great commercial coming from Grayscape talking about what's coming in the future. Unless we can stop it, it's called digital currency.
Before money, people traded goods, tools, cattle, grain, even shells represented value. Then currency came along. They made it out of copper, gold, silver, wampum. Soon people decided to put all that value into a piece of paper, then proceeded to wave goodbye to value, printing unlimited amounts of money as they passed the buck to the future. That's why it's time for digital currency and your investment in the Grayscale Fund. Go digital. Go Grayscale.
Well, I saw this one coming about 15 years ago when they started up with the debit card. Swipe the card. You don't need any cash. You swipe the card. They were all conditioning and programming people for what was coming in the future. These people thought this scam out, this dream out of going to a digital currency long, long ago. And they take it in stages, baby steps, with the debit card was the beginning of that. So hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you learned something today. I've cooled down a little bit. I feel better. I don't know where I'm sleeping tonight, on the couch or whatever. I may patch things up. I need to patch things up. I got a little hot today, but it's good. It's good to get the blood pressure up here. And I hope I've opened your minds to understanding that, like I said, we must unify. We must come together. We can only win when we come together. So think about that. Nothing else to add really here. There is one couple little things here before the commercial comes up at the top of the hour here. Coronavirus cases are growing in 11 U.S. states as Fauci warns of disturbing data coming forward. UCLA, Stanford study saying that they overshot the contagiousness of this disease and big time overshot it. The new coronavirus can infect brain cells, a study finds, which I don't buy any of this stuff. This is just more fear, hype, propaganda. And so use your noodle. Think for yourself. Be back again on Sunday with my show, Off the Beaten Path, Health, Happy, and Safe Travels. We will talk again. Good night. We must take the medical bed. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.